ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रेम। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we'll be discussing about the appearance of Lord Narsingadev. However, we have selected one verse from 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th chapter. First, we'll make the recitation of this verse and then we'll come to the subject matter. Please repeat after me. सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्यभाषितं व्याप्तिं च भूतेष्व अखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतत्त्वात् अद्भुतरूपमुद्वहान् स्तम्भे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्यभाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेष्वखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तम्भे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्यभाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेष्वखिलेषु चात्मनः अदृश्यतत्त्वाद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तम्भे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम् सत्यं ट्रु विधातुं टु प्रूव निजभृत्यभाषितम् द वर्ड्स ऑफ हिज ओन सर्वेंट प्रहलाद महाराज हु हैड सेड दैट हिज लॉर्ड इज प्रेजेंट एवरीवेयर व्याप्ति द परवेशन च एंड भूतेषु एमोंग द लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड एलिमेंट्स अखिलेषु ऑल च ऑल्सो आत्मनः ऑफ हिमसेल्फ अदृश्यता वाज सीन अति वेरी अद्भुतम वंडरफुल रूपम फॉर्म उद्वहन टेकिंग स्तंभे इन द पिलर सभायां विद इन द असेंबली ना नोट मृगम एन एनिमल ना नोट मानुषम ऑफ ह्यूमन बींग ए ह्यूमन बींग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन To prove that statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Purport. When Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord? Is he present in this pillar? Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, yes, my Lord is present everywhere. Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true. The Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man, so that Hinakshipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlada's statement, the Lord proved that his devotees, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj, demoniac father, had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad, but Prahlad was confident that he would not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotees, saying in effect, "Don't worry, I am present here." By manifesting his form as Narasimhadeva, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hinakshipu was not to be killed by animal or any man. The Lord appeared in the form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. this text spoken directly by Narad ji just before appearance of Lord Narasimhadev. Of course we know about this incarnation, appearance of Lord Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev has known many, in comparison to other incarnations, very little pastime, leela is there. The Lord appeared right after appearing, killed Hinakshipu, delivered Hinakshipu. Then Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers. After some discussion with demigods, including Lord did not appreciate that mood of Brahma, Lord chastised Brahma, "Don't be so enthusiastic to give benediction without any discrimination. It is foolishness on your part, Brahma, that you created such a havoc in this universe by giving benediction to this rascal." So this little chastisement was to Brahmaji. And then, Adish Bhagavatam described that while in the middle of assembly, demigods had already assembled there, they have also talked and offered prayers. Prahlad Maharaj was there. And the many citizens, many Nagrik also assembled there. While Lord was talking in the middle of assembly, Lord disappeared there. He became invisible from the sight. So this much pastime is there described in Srimad Bhagavatam about this incarnation. However, in which context, why Naradji is speaking this verse, this statement? So we will go a little behind. We know that one point, the demoniac family, members of demoniac family, they came to know that Prahlad Maharaj is rendering devotional service on the lotus feet of Vishnu. This fact was known. Not only he was cultivating Krishna consciousness personally on a personal level, rather he has courage, he dared to preach the Krishna consciousness among his young classmate friends. So first they did not like that why being a demoniac family member, why he should cultivate Krishna consciousness. उसका जन्म हुआ है असुर परिवार में तो उसे क्यों भक्ति करनी चाहिए. He has no any right to serve Lord Vishnu. Why? Because Lord Vishnu is our family enemy. Number one enemy of our family is Vishnu. So being the descendant of descendant in the same family, why, what right he has to cultivate Krishna consciousness? And besides that, what right he has to preach Krishna consciousness? उसे भक्ति क्यों करनी चाहिए और क्यों उसे प्रचार करना चाहिए? उसका कोई अधिकार नहीं. If really he was interested, if really Prahlad was interested to preach Krishna consciousness, he would have taken birth some other family. Not here, it is not befitting for him. So they did not appreciate Prahlad Maharaj cultivation of Krishna consciousness. For that they tried, first of all they tried their level best to convince him that he should abandon the shelter of Vishnu. But they were failure completely. They were not able. Two highly elevated learned personality were appointed to convince Prahlad Maharaj that devotional service, Vishnu Bhakti, is not good at all, at least for him. Shand and Amar. However, one point they become failure, brought Prahlad Maharaj in front of Hiranyakashipu, and they submitted that we are failure in our attempt, we could not convince. Now it is up to you, Hiranyakashipu, whatever, my dear Lord, whatever you like, you can do. And then Prahlad Maharaj was present in the assembly hall. He asked, Kurdhasya yasya kampante trayo loka saheshwara. When I see, I glance with angry glance, when I glare, Jai Sri Sri Krishna Brahm ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitai ki. Kurdhasya yasya kampante, when I become angry and when I glare, I see with angry sight, I all the demigod, Lokpal, they fall in my feet and they start to lick my feet. As soon as I become angry, when the Lokpal, Indra, Chandra, Agni, Varuna, when they came to know, he somehow, when they feel that Hiranyakashipu was angry, immediately they came, rushed in my direction. They used to fall in my feet and they used to touch my feet by their tongue. Jab main krodh karta hoon to devta log bhi mera talwa chaatne lagte hain. When I glare with angry mood, immediately they come a fell and they start to lick, touch my sole of the feet with their tongue. Tasya me, I am the same personality, conqueror of the whole Vishwa, Vishwa Vijeta. And you rascal, Mudha, you my dear son, you are a foolish number one, you are foolish. You don't have any intelligence in your brain. In your brain you have not any intelligence. It is brainless personality. Shasana
by whose power, who is supporting you? Why you are so stupid opposing my order? You don't listen my order. Frankly, we are telling that you have to abandon devotional service, you have to abandon shelter of Vishnu. But you are frankly, boldly displaying, disobeying me. Who is behind you? Who is supporting you? Tasya me bhitvat mura shasanam kim balottagya. Kim bala? Who is supporting you? Who is behind you? Who is that rascal? Why he is not coming in front of me? Why he is behind cheating, not coming in front of you and helping you? Whose strength is in you? And then Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was asked, by whose strength, kiske bal se? Prahlad Maharaj was so bold. And then Prahlad Maharaj very soberly, very nicely addressed, na kevalam me bhavatasya rajan. My dear king, my dear father, you are asking the source of my strength, where I am getting, you want to know the source of strength, not only me, but source of your strength, your power is the same. Not the source of energy, not a different source. There is one, only one source of energy. Ek hi source hai. I am getting energy behind my provision, behind my strength, behind my power is Vishnu. Not only for me, he is also behind you. Krishna, behind, even behind your provision, your power is Vishnu. So source of every power, source, storehouse of power is Vishnu. Only one Vishnu, not like different people are getting power from different sources. Source of power is one and that is Vishnu. So this doctrine, Siddhant, all of this, who is the source of energy, power? You know, Dhruva Maharaj has a similar statement. He talks about Akhil Shakti Dhara. When Dhruva Maharaj was offering prayers to Lord, Yontah Parvishya Mamavachya Mimam Prasuktam Sanjeevayati Akhil Shakti Dhara Swadhamna. Akhil Shakti Dhara. Source of all energy is Krishna, only Krishna. Natu kevalam mam bhavatah, not source of energy of mine, me, not only me, but yours as well, and other people, even sarvesham, source of energy is Krishna. And then he asked, you are talking yastvaya manda bhagyokto madanyo jagadishvara. You say, Prahlad, that beside me there is another Ishwar, controller, Lord. I was thinking that I am the controller, only controller, only Ishwara of this whole universe. All others, including Devi gods, they are my subordinates. Even they have power, but they are my subordinates. But yastvaya madhvokprakta, but today you are telling the beside me
Someone else is controller. Mad anya jagadishwara. Jagat ishwara, controller. Ishwar, someone else. Kwasho. Where is he? First, who is he? You say that there is controller other than me. So who is that person? I want to know who the person is you are talking about. Where he lives, please tell me. And why he is so shy? अरे लज्जा क्यों से आती है जब इतना बलवान है मैं भी बलवान हूँ तो why he is feeling so shy? Why he is not coming in front of me? And then he was started talk about many things, Drupti. Then he was talking, where he is? So Prahlad Maharaj said, he is everywhere. Lord is everywhere. In Vedic literature it is described that Krishna is all-pervading, all-pervasive, omnipresent. Krishna is everywhere. So his Prahlad Maharaj was asked ki where, first of all he asked that who is providing power for you, who is supporting you, from where you are getting power. And that time Prahlad Maharaj asked not only me, even Vishnu, even you are also deriving, getting power from Vishnu. Then said, you are such a foolish person. I am his enemy. Maybe he can provide energy, taqat, action for you. But why he will give energy, power, action for me? I am his enemy. And then he started to chastise Prahlad Maharaj. And finally he started to inquire, okay, you are telling that you are getting the power from Vishnu, you are getting a strength from Vishnu, then where he lives? Okay, he is everywhere. So the, if he is everywhere, because he is, Prahlad Maharaj said, Krishna is omnipresent, sarvatra, sabhi jagah, he is present, he is present everywhere. He is omnipresent everywhere, Krishna. He said, if the Krishna is present everywhere, is he present in this assembly hall? He said, yes. Very frankly, fearlessly, boldly, Prahlad Maharaj, yes, since he is present everywhere, he is here also, in assembly hall. And then there was a big, solid, hard, pillar was there, Khambhastam. So that if your Lord is present everywhere, is he present in this pillar? The Prahlad Maharaj very boldly told, yes. So he said, if he is present everywhere, he is present in the pillar, why that I could not see? I don't see his present. Then Prahlad, you don't see, but I see. Krishna is here. Vishnu is here in this pillar. And then, okay, you say that Krishna is in this pillar. So now it is the time, soham, because now I can understand. You have taken a vow to die. Bas, main samajh liya, tum marne ka sankalp le liye. We want to die. You have desire, you have developed desire to die. Prahlad, don't be worried. You will die in due course of time. Whosoever has accepted this material body today or tomorrow, you must die. In due course of time, you will also die. Why you are insisting to smear my hand with your blood? अरे तुम मरना चाहते हो तो मेरा क्यों हाथ गंदा करना चाहते हो?
Besides, I am your father. It is not very much moral to kill you. But it seems that you have taken a vow.
तुमने संकल्प ले लिया है कि मेरे हाथ से तुमको मरना है.
So I am ready here and I will teach a heavy lesson to you as well as your protector, your shelter, Vishnu.
Gopayate adya.
Now, today and now he must support you, must come in help of you.
Soyam pikatthamanasya sirah kayad haramite.
Now I am to sever your head from your trunk.
अब मैं तुम्हारे सिर को तुम्हारे धर से अलग करने जा रहा हूं. यह
I am ready to fulfill your wish to die. I am going to separate your head part and main part trunk. No way to remain intact together.
Soham vikatthamanasya sirah, your sir, your head, I am going to separate from your trunk, your main part of your body.
Your Hari should come, Gopayate, and he should come in your protection.
And then, evam durukte,
and he was so such a word, sarcastic word he used against the Prahlad Maharaj,
abused.
And he got up from the royal throne. When the discussion was going on, Prahlad Maharaj was in front of him and he was seated on the very elevated royal Raj Singhansan. Got up from the Singhansan, took up his sword, took out from the quiver his sword, and came forward, and then he struck, he summoned the every single ounce of his energy.
Apni sari taakat ko ikattha kiya. In assembly hall, what happened that Hiranyakashipu summoned, collected every single ounce of his energy,
apni puri taakat ke sath.
He struck against the pillar with his fist. Fist that not fist of our today fist. F-I-S-T. Fist means mustika.
Struck in the field.
Prahlad Maharaj has told that Krishna is there in the pillar.
So he struck heavy blow, mighty blow against the pillar with his fist
by this part.
And then a tumultuous sound was heard, roar from the pillar came, and it was resounded all over the universe. Such a fearful sound emanated. It was emanating from the pillar. But none of the demons would able to see the source of the sound. From where sound is coming, it sound was coming from the pillar, within the pillar. fearful sound emanated, but no one could understand the source of the sound, from where it is coming. The whole assembly hall, not only assembly hall, whole universe was resounded fearfully. Even this sound reached in the Brahmalok. A Brahmalok tabidhvani gai. And Brahma has never heard about this type of horrible sound. So he thought maybe this is time for untimely devastation, time has arrived. Whole creation is going to be destroyed. Maybe it is untimely devastation. it arrives here. And Brahma become very much obsessed. All demigods, everywhere, every people become, by listening the sound, become. But even the demoniac, other demons, members, they also become very much afraid. Only two persons were not afraid. One was Prahlad and another was Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had done not fear at all. He simply wanted to know the source of the sound, from where it is coming. And then this was situation, and this verse, Akshatyam vidhatum nijavhirtya bhashitam. In order to prove true the statement of his bhrit, his devotee, his servant, Prahlad Maharaj, Satyam vidhatum nijavhirtya bhashitam, in order to prove true the statement of nijavhirtya, his devotee, his servant, Prahlad Maharaj. Stambhe, Lord appeared, came out from the pillar. Stambhe Sabhayam, in the assembly hall, in the middle of assembly hall, within the khamba, stambha, Lord came. Stambhe Sabhayam. So Lord came, Lord acted just to prove true the words of Prahlad Maharaj. What was the Prahlad Maharaj has uttered, answered, that Narsinghadev, Lord Vishnu is there, present, is present in the pillar. So in order to prove true the statement, the words of Prahlad Maharaj, if at that moment Lord or Narsinghadev would not had appeared, then Prahlad Maharaj's statement certainly would have damaged. And you can understand the awkward position of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the, Krishna is in a pillar, and Krishna was not visible, at least other people were not him. They would think that Prahlad Maharaj is lying. So Lord appeared to prove the truthfulness of his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. This Krishna only acts to fulfill the, to satisfy the desire of a devotee. Only reason, otherwise Krishna has no reason, no cause to act. Only Krishna is displaying, incarnating, displaying his pastime, acting just to satisfy the desire of devotee. The only mission, only duty of Krishna. So Krishna acted. And in order to preserve the dignity or truthfulness of a devotee, Lord Krishna, Narsinghadev, appeared from the pillar itself. The na mirkam na manusam. So one reason was Satyam vidhatum nijavhritya bhasitam. Nijavhritya bhasitam, since my devotee has uttered, told that Lord is present in the pillar, so unless and until the, if Lord would have not had not appeared, then it is his statement, truthfulness of Prahlad Maharaj would have been damaged. For that reason Krishna came. And this one, vyaptim cha bhuteshu, vyaptim cha bhute akhileshu bhuteshu. And in order to prove that his omnipresence, his omnipresence in every
living entities as well as in every gross material elements. Krishna is present in every living entity. Not only every living entity, he is present even in the all gross material elements. Krishna is present in earth, in water, air, fire, ether, in sound. Everywhere he is present. So in order to prove his presence in vyaptim cha bhuteshu, vyaptim means pervasion. Bhagavan sabhi jagah hai, sabhi dhatuo mein, sabhi vastuo mein bhi hai. In order to prove this fact, Vedic vani that Krishna is present, sarvasya chaham hridishtan, I am situated in everyone heart, not only everyone heart, I am present in every living entity, as well as I am Krishna is present in every single gross element. So Krishna is present in stone also, everywhere. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu atmana. In order to prove his pervasion, his presence in all gross material elements, Krishna appear. And so, and also, in order to, Krishna has also some commitment, loyalty for a devotee. है ना, भगवान अपना भी कुछ कारण है. Long Krishna, you know, he has also some, he has some loyalty, commitment, he has committed commitment. Name bhaktah pranashyati sarvdharman parityajya mame kam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvpaya vimokshayishyami machyuta. Krishna का भी है ना कुछ वादा है ना भक्तों के साथ. In order to preserve his own personal commitment towards devotee, name bhaktah pranashyati. It was a crucial time for Prahlad Maharaj. If at that moment he would have not appeared, he would not help Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, mere 5-6 year old boy, so he would have killed, Hiranyakashipu would have killed him. So in order to, Krishna wanted that his commitment should be intact, should not be damaged, remain undamaged. Name bhaktah pranashyati. In order to fulfill his commitment towards devotee, Krishna appeared. Vyaptim cha. And then why he appeared? He would have appeared in the Tribhang Lalit form. By that also, why he appeared in this particular form? Na mrigam, na mrigam, na mansam. Fulfill that, he wanted to prove the truth of his devotee. Even the Hiranyakashipu, he was also servant, Jay and Vijay, they were confidential servant. So while he was, Hiranyakashipu was asking benediction from Brahma, so he has requested, my dear Brahma, I should not meet death by any living entity created by you. If you have created, I should not be killed by any creature created by you. And at that point, na mrigaina manushe, I should not be killed by mrigai, not by an animal, and same time not by a man. It was his request. Hiranyakashipu wished, so he was also, in order to prove the truth truthfulness of his devotee Hiranyakashipu. He wanted not to be killed by animal and not to be killed by human man. So he appeared half lion. There one Ramanandi Vaishnav. He was worshipper of Narasimhadeva. He was very much loved Prahlad Maharaj. Ideal devotee, he was like a worshipable devotee, Lord Narasimha, Prahlad Maharaj. He worshipped very. So when Brahmaji was giving boon, granting that, he gave guarantee that he will not kill by an animal, not by kill by a man. Then that devotee did not like. He said, no Brahma, this personality will killed by both. You say that he will not kill by man, he will not kill by animal, he will killed by both. So Narasimhadeva was, in one sense, he was not mrig, he was not manush. You can't say he was nothing, he was both. So in order to fulfill that devotee, he did not appreciate the mood of Brahma, who gave benediction that you will not be killed by a man, you will not kill by an animal. So that devotee, in order to fulfill his desire, so what you can say, Narasimhadeva? The satyam vidhatum nijabhirte bhastam. And besides, other bhritya, devotee of Krishna, Chatus Sanakadi, Chatus Kumara, they have also, because towards the end of the course, Jay Vijay caught hold the feet of Chatus Kumara's Sanakadi, and they started to cry, they were begging desperately the pardon. And that time they have told that in three lifetime the duration of your curse would be ended, and after three birth you will able to return to your original position. You will return. So in order to prove true the statement of Kumaraj, their permission also should be heard. At that time it was need to deliver him. The Lord appeared. And also there was also, you know, Naradji also has given a word to Indra that this boy, that time Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, Kayadhu. You know the whole incident, Kindra, when mother Kayadhu was